like this morning to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 18. Book of Luke, chapter 18. We'd like to read the first eight verses. Luke 18, verses 1 through verse 8. And he, that is Jesus, spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, that is the judge, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he, the judge, would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? What we read here contains what is known as the parable of the unjust judge, or the parable of the persistent widow. The background of the parable goes back to Christ speaking to his disciples in Luke chapter 17 and verse 1, then said he unto the disciples. But as he was speaking to the disciples, it was also in the hearing of the Pharisees, because we read there in Luke 17 and verse 20, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees. So this is spoken to the disciples in the hearing of the Pharisees, and what Jesus was talking about back there in Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 37, was the subject of the return of Jesus Christ. Following that, following Jesus' teaching upon the return of Jesus Christ, we read here in Luke 18 and verse 1, and that is in that connection, in the connection of what he had just been saying in Luke chapter 17, he spake a parable unto them. So the parable is part of his teaching concerning his return. It has a connection with the return of Christ. It is to be viewed in the light of the return of Christ. And what Jesus taught his people leading up to this parable is that they ought to live in the knowledge of Christ's return. And the parable teaches what our frame of mind ought to be until Christ returns. Now in verse 1, We have the theme of the parable stated. We have the purpose of the parable stated, the design, the point, and the lesson of the parable, which is that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And the parable would be an encouragement to that end. Now, the actual parable is recorded in verses 2 through verse 5. That is the actual parable. After speaking the parable, Jesus issued a call to seriously consider what he had been saying. Notice in verse 6, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. Now, what did the unjust judge say? Well, verse 5, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Hear what the unjust judge saith. And then in verse 7 and 8, Christ makes an application of what the unjust judge saith. Verse 7, he draws a conclusion, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? And then he affirms the conclusion in verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. And then he asks a question. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? So we see several things here in verses 7 and verse 8. First of all, the Lord has a people, his own elect. Secondly, he will vindicate those people. He will avenge or he will vindicate his elect. And thirdly, the Lord Jesus Christ will return. But then again, he asks a question, a solemn question, a question about faith, a question that ought to cause us to personally examine ourselves. Again, the question is in the context of his coming, has a definite link to his coming, but it also has a definite link with the entire parable, which was that man ought always to pray. So we want to speak this morning on a faith that leads to persistency. A faith that leads to persistency. First of all, we'll consider briefly the parable. In verse 2, we read that there was in a city a judge. We also read in verse 3, and there was a widow in that city. So we have this judge and we have this widow. They are the two main characters. And they both live in the same city. Now, the judge is presented, has a sharp contrast to God himself. And the contrast is intended to encourage you and I that we ought to always pray and not to faint. Now, the widow, we see, approached this judge. You and I, as children of God, do not approach God as a judge. We approach God as a father. So that ought to encourage us. We read concerning this judge that he feared not God. That is, he was a man who did not have good character. He was a man who was unrighteous. But God, of course, is goodness in itself, in himself. We also read that this judge, that he neither regarded or considered man. In other words, this judge did not care about people. He did not care about people. And he certainly cared nothing about this widow. He did not care that she was a widow. He did not care that she was being tormented by an enemy. He did not care that she was suffering. He cared nothing about her. He did not have the slightest concern for her. He did not have the slightest concern about her situation. He did not have the slightest concern about her well-being. God, in contrast, is a God who cares. So if this woman came to such a judge, how much more should you and I come to God? We also read of this judge in verse 4 that he would not. That is, he treated this widow with cruelty. He was unmindful of her. He had no pity for her. He had no sympathy toward her. He was indifferent toward her situation, and he was content to ignore her case. In contrast, God is mindful of you and I. God is mindful of his people. This judge also, in verse 6, is referred to as unjust. That is, he was unfair. In contrast, God is righteous. So we have the judge. He is a contrast to God. We then have this widow. She represents the elect of God. That is made plain in verse 7. Shall not God avenge his own elect? So the comparison is made between her and his own elect, which cry unto him day and night. Keep in mind, the parable is linked to the last days, linked to the painful circumstances that the elect of God will experience in the last days. Now, she is a picture of God's people. We see that in the parable, this widow had an adversary. That is, she had an enemy. She had someone that antagonized her. This means that she had some opposition in her life. She had some things that were working against her. She had a trial. She had a difficulty. She had a hardship. There was a strain in her life. There was a complication in her life. There was an obstacle in her life. There was a hindrance. There was a problem. There was a quandary in her life. She had a problem that she could not get rid of. And she had a problem that she could not solve. And this thing was weighing heavy upon her heart. Because of that, she was hurting. She was in much distress. She was suffering. She no doubt had some sorrow and grief in her life. And no doubt this adversary had caused her some fear, had caused her some anxiety. And it appears because of this adversary and because of the behavior of the judge, that circumstances were against her. This widow woman is a picture of need. She is a picture of need. Keep in mind, she represents God's elect in connection with the last days and the coming of Jesus Christ. Now notice verse 5. We read her continual coming. That is, she came to the judge, presented her case, presented her situation, but she did not leave it there. She kept on coming. She pleaded her case, but she did not stop. She kept on pleading. She kept on pleading in spite of the character of the judge. Keep in mind, he is a contrast to God. In spite of the attitude of the judge. And I picture her morning, noon, and night pleading with this judge. Keep in mind, they live in the same city. She was almost like a stalker. Wherever he was, there she was, pleading her case. Perhaps she would meet him at his house, pleading her case. Perhaps she would follow him in the street, pleading her case. Perhaps she would see him in the marketplace, and she would again plead her case. She no doubt would go before him in court and plead her case. The point is, she just kept coming and coming and coming. Why? Because she knew. Because she was convinced. And because she believed that he was the only one, in spite of his character, in spite of his attitude, he is the only one who can avenge me of this adversary. She believed that with all her heart. In other words, that's her faith. Because she believed that he was the only one that could relieve her of her situation, she persevered. And she carried on. We read in verse 4, the beginning of verse 4, and he would not for a while. That is, she was continually turned away by this judge. She was continually ignored by this judge. She was slighted by this judge. She was shunned by the judge. Again, the judge was unsympathetic to her. He was absolutely unmoved by her situation. He was unkind. He was insensitive. He was thoughtless. He was heartless toward her. And I am sure that there were times where she was very frustrated. And I'm sure that there were times when she was very disappointed. She would go to the judge and she'd say, "Well, I'll present my case in a little bit different of a way." Same attitude was manifested by the judge over and over. And I'm sure that there was some disappointment on her part. But this woman, because she believed that this judge was the only one who could avenge her of her adversary, she refused to be discouraged. Because she believed. She refused to be demoralized. She refused to be disheartened. She absolutely refused to give up. In spite of her frustration, in spite of the occasional disappointment that I'm sure she felt, and in spite of the fact that it appears that everything is working against her, she did not sink in despondency. She never gave over to hopelessness and despair, but instead she was insistent. She just kept coming. She just kept pleading her case. She kept pleading over and over. And in the face of the judge's resistance, she was unwavering. She just kept going. She had stamina. She had fortitude. She had resolve. In spite of all the obstacles, she never stopped believing that this judge had the power, had the ability. Though he appeared to be unwilling, she knew that he had the power, the ability, and the authority to avenge her of her adversary. So she just kept on. Again, that man ought always to pray and not to faint. The lesson of the parable is that this widow eventually prevailed with the judge by her continual coming. How much more should God's own elect continually come and be persistent in seeking God? And how much more will God answer the pleas of his own elect? So the emphasis of the parable is persistence in praying. But think about that for a minute. The force behind her persistence. Think about the motivation behind her persistence. Think about the grounds of her persistence. What was the basis of her persistence in prayer? Was it not faith? Was it not that she had faith that this judge had the power, had the ability, and had the authority to deliver her from her situation? Which brings us to the question in verse 8. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Now, this is in the context of the parable. A lot of messages have been preached upon that question. Shall the Son of Man find faith on the earth? Now, with that question, I believe there is the implication that the kind of faith that he's talking about, and he is talking about a specific kind of faith, which we'll see, the kind of faith that he is talking about will be lacking. It will be rare. It will be scarce when Jesus comes. With that implication, the question serves as a warning concerning a danger of losing a specific kind of faith. It is a question that ought to arouse some degree of fear. It is a question that ought to concern us as individuals. It is a question that is searching. So the question is, what kind of faith is this? Well, again, he's making application of the parable. So you have to consider the question in the context of the parable. Many have applied the question, shall he find faith on the earth, to mean that there will be very few saved people on the earth when Jesus Christ returns. And though I believe that that is absolutely true, I do not believe that that is what Jesus is talking about when he asked this question. The word faith also is used many times with reference to the doctrines of faith or the truth. And many have made the application that when Jesus returns, there will be very, very few holding the truth. And though I believe that that is absolutely true, that there will be very few holding the truth when Jesus Christ returns, that is not what Jesus is talking about here in verse 8. Again, it is a question that goes immediately back to Christ's confirmation in the first part of verse 8. Which is, I tell you that he will avenge or vindicate them, his own elect, and he will do this speedily, suddenly, and unexpectedly. That is, at his return. Now, since the question is connected with the entire parable, the question must be viewed in the context of the entire parable. The design of the parable, again, is that man ought to always pray and not to faint. Now, to be constant and to be persistent in prayer, what does that require? It requires faith. This widow woman had faith. She had faith in this judge, who again is used in contrast with God. She placed her faith in this judge. And when he would not, I want you to notice she did not have a backup plan. He would not, and she kept on going to the judge over and over and over again. She did not have a plan B. Why? Because she placed all of her faith in that judge. You and I do not need a plan B. What we do need is to place all of our faith in God, in the one who will vindicate or avenge his elect. So she came to the judge. She came to the judge with a heavy, heavy load. A load that she could hardly bear. And then we read, he would not. He would not consider her case. And even though he would not, she continued to know, she continued to believe that he was the only one who could help her. So she was willing to just keep on. She was willing to just keep on asking and waiting for the judge to answer. So this widow woman had a faith that caused her to persevere in the midst of a cruel and relentless adversary, in the midst of fierce opposition, in the midst of overwhelming sorrows and difficulties, she had a faith that caused her to persevere. She had a faith that caused her to endure the trials and the hardships. She had a faith that just kept her going day after day after day. When Christ returns, will he find such faith? Because in the last days leading up to the return of Jesus Christ, the elect of God are face to face with many an adversary. And it's going to continue to get worse and worse. When he does return, will he find the faith that this widow woman had? A faith that causes the elect of God to persevere. A faith that causes them to endure and to keep on going to God, believing that He's the only one that can vindicate us. You see, we like the widow woman. We are faced with many obstacles. We are faced with many hurdles. We live in the last days. Days that are increasingly hostile to the ways of the Lord. Days in which there is an increasing utter disdain for God and the things of God. Days in which God and everything about God is considered to be a nuisance. We live in a time when there is an epidemic of worldly living amongst those who declare to be the people of God. Secularism has dulled men's sense and men's values. It is a time of open rebellion. A time of defiance against thus saith the Lord. We all know it is a time when good is called evil and evil is called good and when the dysfunctional is normal. That's the days in which we live. And every day we are confronted. Every single day. We are confronted with that which could sway us away from God every day. We're blasted with it every single day. And what do we need? We need the faith that this widow woman had, a faith to press on. So the question is, shall he find that kind of faith? Shall he find that kind of faith that would not allow this widow woman to be discouraged in the midst of opposition, in the midst of hostility? Will he find that kind of faith? Shall he find the kind of faith that would not allow this widow woman to become despondent, that would not allow her to be given over to despair? Shall he find that kind of faith? I'm telling you, that kind of faith is rare today. Because many of God's people are despondent. Many of God's people are in despair. Many of God's people have been given over to a state of fear and anxiety. And they're not praying. They're not persevering in prayer. And it all goes back to your lack of faith. The reason she kept coming to this judge, the reason she didn't have a plan B, was because she placed all of her faith in this judge. Will he find that kind of faith when he returns? I believe he will, but it'll be rare, and it will be scarce. That widow woman, she had a burden. She had a concern. She had trials. She had difficulties. And so the elect of God, in the last days leading up to the return of Jesus Christ, will have these things. But she had a faith that enabled her to press on. Shall he find that kind of faith that caused this woman to continue? That caused this woman to press on. That caused her to just keep on pursuing no matter what.
Again in verse 5, we read of her continual coming. That is, no matter what the judge did, no matter what her adversary did, she continued. She kept up. And it's because of the faith. Because she believed that that judge was the only one who could help her. That kind of faith. Will the Lord find that kind of faith when He returns? A faith that is just simply absolute confidence in God. Absolute dependence and reliance upon God. A faith that just keeps us going to God in prayer. Things are bad. Things are going to get worse before Jesus Christ returns. In fact, we read here that shall not God avenge His own elect which cry day and night unto Him? And I believe that things will get so bad that God's elect will be begging for Jesus to return. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. I don't know of too many people every day, every morning, every evening begging Jesus Christ to return. That's how bad it's going to get. And He will avenge His own elect. But in the meantime, we need the kind of faith that just keeps on going to God, that just keeps on pleading with God. The economy may get a lot worse. And believe it or not, it can get a lot worse. It's nowhere near as bad as it could be, considering the nuts that we have running the stuff. It's nowhere near as bad as it could be. It's nowhere near as bad as it should be. It can get a lot worse. What are God's people to do? We're to just go to God. Plead with God. That takes faith. We're not to be given over to despondency. We're not to be given over to discouragement. We're to just keep on coming. Now, Jesus Christ is coming again. And He's coming again to avenge His own elect from all the afflictions of this earth. From all the sorrows, from all the trials of this life. He's come to bring us out of these bodies of sin. We believe that. But in the meantime, the danger is real that God's people, because of the adversaries, because of a lack of faith, the danger is real, and it has already occurred with many, that we become spiritually paralyzed, that we become spiritually weak, that we become spiritually broken down. The danger is real. That we become spiritually paralyzed rather than possess the faith that keeps us going. The faith that is required to make us faithful at His coming. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith? Again, this kind of faith manifested by the widow woman. Shall He find that kind of faith on the earth? Yes, there will be some. But as you read the Scriptures, it is certainly taught, it is certainly implied that there will be few. We read in the book of Luke that many will be given over to the things of the world. Do you not want to be one of the few? that when Jesus comes, you still have that faith that makes you faithful. You still have that faith that keeps you coming to Christ. It keeps you coming to the Lord in prayer. That is a rare and scarce faith even now. But there are some who have it. But the danger is real. That those who have it might lose it. The danger is real. Will he find faith? Thank God, yes, he will. But it will be rare. It will be scarce. That man ought always to pray. This parable encourages us, whatever your needs are, whatever your circumstances are, however bad you think it is, you just keep on praying. You keep on praying. And how do you do that? You believe. You have faith. Someone will say, I try that. I try to pray and pray and pray, but I just can't. I get discouraged. That's because you lack faith. It's faith. Faith is the force. Faith is what energizes us. Keep on coming to God in prayer. So we long this morning for that kind of faith. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us.